RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business, a man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos and you on Westwood One Sports. Love the first hour of the show, breaking down the Los Angeles Rams' inexplicable loss last night on Monday Night Football in Atlanta to the Falcons. Why it likely cost Matthew Stafford, NFL Most Valuable Player, and why, if you're an Eagles fan, an Eagles better, a Rams fan, or a Rams better, we are staring, and I will say we because I am an Eagles better, not an Eagles fan as a Giants fan, but an Eagles better, we are staring a nightmare scenario in the face, Eagles-Rams in Philadelphia in the wild card round. And I think those are the two best teams in the NFC, and the fact that we might get them playing in the opening weekend of the NFL playoffs is just crazy. And speaks to what an up-and-down year this has been, where you can make the case for a bunch of different teams to potentially win the Lombardi Trophy in Super Bowl 60. We touched on the Atlanta Falcons, why I think it would be nuts to bring back head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. Next hour on the show, I'll tell you about Atlanta holding the keys to the NFC South and the Panthers-Bucks game coming up on Saturday. Very much look forward to that. And great spot with my friend Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1. Danny appropriately roasting our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. And I think Bill might, well, Bill, pop on here for just one second, because once upon a time, we were both producers at SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. You can be honest here and say the answer is you if you think it's you. Who did you think the better guest booker was when I was producing alongside you? You can be honest if you think you were better than I was. Bill just wrote in the chat that his audio is cut out. Very, very. Bill, F minus for our friend Bill Zimmerman. We'll move on from here. Still to come on the show, we're awaiting news on Denver Nuggets star center Nikola Jokic. No word yet on the potential severity of his injury. Left last night's Nuggets loss in Miami against the Heat. Maybe we'll get that news during the show. Maybe we won't. If we don't, I will roll through all the potential possibilities. Jokic misses no time, some time, the whole season, and what it'll mean for the rest of the NBA year, and how you as a fan and you as a bettor should approach the season. We'll talk about Marcus Freeman staying at Notre Dame later this hour. He announced that yesterday, and why I think it's a win for both Notre Dame and the National Football League. Oh, yeah. Bill is back now. Bill, who was a better guest booker when we both produced sports radio together?
It's hard to say, Nick, because I think that it also depends on the guest. And this isn't a knock to Adam Schein, but I will say this. The best guests I ever booked were for Chris Russo. It was also the easiest guest booking I've ever done because he already had an established name. So, like, I can call up the NFL and book Roger Goodell. That doesn't mean suddenly I'm a better guest booker. It just means they're willing to help out that host.
So, Bill, who was a better guest booker, me or you?
Well, then, of course, it was me.
I actually pretty strongly, I'll say this. I think you are a better producer than me overall, and I mean that. I'm not just saying it. I do think I was a better guest booker. Anyway, thank you very much, Bill. Bill needs to get on the guest booking train here as we move into 2026 here on Westwood One Sports. Right now on the show, right now, let's talk some college football playoff. Quarterfinals coming up tomorrow night. It kicks off Cotton Bowl with Ohio State and Miami. We've got Oregon and Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day. Indiana and Alabama in the Rose Bowl. Ole Miss and Georgia, New Year's night in the Sugar Bowl. This is going to absolutely rule. What a great time of the year in sports with the NFL playoffs approaching, college football playoff quarterfinals. Just the absolute best. And I'm going to roll through all four games here in this segment and give you my analysis and my bets. And let's start tomorrow night with Ohio State and Miami. Buckeyes, a 9.5-point favorite in the game. Total is 40.5, and that total has been coming down. It's even down from where it was yesterday. So bettors seem to think this will be a lower scoring game than the market expects. The under has been getting bet down to 40.5. And before I reiterate, because I said it a little bit yesterday, before I reiterate my thought on this game, my feeling on this game, my bet on this game, I would like to take everybody back in time. Almost 23 years ago to one of the greatest college football games ever played, and certainly one of the five best college football games of my lifetime. The 2003 Fiesta Bowl. As Ohio State, with Jim Tressel and Craig Krenzel and Maurice Claret, huge underdogs against the reigning defending national champion, Miami Hurricanes. With Tony Montana's favorite coach, Larry Coker. Miami, a big favorite in that game. And Ohio State wins in a huge upset and stops a Miami dynasty 31-24 in double overtime. And if you've never seen the highlights of this game and you're unfamiliar with it, as I don't know what rap producer says this, maybe Tyler or Kenny will know, get familiar. I don't know, look it up on YouTube or something. It's 2026 almost. You should be able to find it. It is well worth your time. It's one of the best games ever. And I remember, and we all have this, right, with certain sporting events in our lifetimes. I remember where I was when I watched this game. I was a junior at Fordham at the time. And I was covering, or maybe a sophomore, whatever. And I was covering, because it was great. I worked at WFUV at Fordham, and I covered the local teams in the area as a college kid, like interview players in the locker room. It was either a Knicks or a Rangers game. I'm either covering the Knicks or the Rangers. They both stunk. So I'm at Madison Square Garden, right? And this is the night of the national championship game. And I remember, like, going into Penn Station to get into, like, the train or the subway or whatever to go back to campus. And I stopped in one of the bars at Penn State, and I'm under 21 at the point. I didn't, like, want to get a drink. Like, the game was on. And I remember staying and missing multiple trains so I could watch the end of Ohio State-Miami. So that's where I watched that game almost 23 years ago at some dingy, smelly sports bar at Penn Station in Midtown Manhattan, attached to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Ohio State won that matchup against the U. And I do think Ohio State will win this matchup against the U. Talked about it a little bit yesterday. I love the fact that Ohio State head coach Ryan Day is assuming the play calling duties for this game and presumably the rest of the college football playoff. Offensive coordinator Brian Hartline has taken the job at South Florida. Like this, the whole, I don't want to do a whole thing here on how broken the college football system is. College basketball also, we'll get to that a little later this hour as well. The portal literally opens in a couple days. And just like, I love how in 2000, like normally you would say something like the portal is opening and you're playing like Dungeons and Dragons or like Final Fantasy. I do think Dungeons and Dragons is very nerdy. I've also played every Final Fantasy game and I absolutely love it. So the portal's opening in a couple days. So you'll forgive someone like Brian Hartline because his mind might not be totally on it with Ohio State. Like, that might be how this is, and you'd be able to totally understand. So I like Ryan Day, who obviously, before he was the head coach at Ohio State, was calling plays on offense. You badass play caller. And Ohio State struggled way too much against Indiana in the Big Ten title game, only scoring 10 points in that game in a loss to Kurt Cignetti, Fernando Mendoza, and the Hoosiers. We'll get to Indiana and the Rose Bowl against Alabama coming up in a moment. Here on You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports with me, Nick Costos. Follow me on socials, Instagram and Twitter, at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. I do think Ryan Day calling plays is going to get this Ohio State offense in gear to win the game. But I don't think Ohio State's going to win by double digits. Miami has dudes. Athletes. NFL players on both sides of the ball. Whether it's Malachi Toney, Reuben Bain, they have studs. Now, Mario Cristobal is not a good in-game coach. And I don't even think it's an insult to say that. Like, everyone knows he's not a good in-game coach. Great recruiter, great culture builder, seems like a nice guy. He is not a good coach. He's just not. Terrible in-game decision maker. And Carson Beck, they lose the game, maybe we'll say, soy un perdedor. He's not a loser. You know, I guess we can call college players losers now, since they're getting paid more money than we are to do our jobs. But that's a story for another time. Do I think Miami's defense can keep this game within shouting distance? Yes. Do I think Miami will win? No. Give me Miami plus the points, like Ohio State to win the game. I do think Ohio State will win the national championship. So, in a redo of 2003, Ohio State beats Miami and route to a natty, and this time, I don't have to watch it from a dingy, smelly, smoky, like urine-filled bar at Penn Station in Midtown Manhattan. We move to 2026. Noon, Orange Bowl, where Oregon is going to be on like a 9 a.m. body clock for them. just worth noting. The Oregon Ducks, off the annihilation of James, and yes, James Madison scored a bunch in the second half. Oregon destroyed James Madison in that game. And if you bet Oregon, you probably don't care because they didn't cover. But still, just saying. Oregon, a 2.5-point favorite against Big 12 champion Texas Tech. Total in the game is 51.5. I love this matchup, and it's probably the least sexy of the four matchups in the quarterfinals. I think it's so fun to think about and really, really fun to handicap. Because in Texas Tech, you have a team, like the best team money can buy. Literally went into the portal last year, like a poor guy who just won the lottery who's walking into like a really expensive shopping mall. It's buying everything on the shelf. Completely rebuilt this roster in the portal. And credit to Texas Tech and McGuire and the program building that, you know, you can go shopping and you can build what Vince Young famously called once upon a time, dream team. And you can miss the playoffs. Texas Tech won the Big 12 and earned the top four seed. That's a credit to the Red Raiders and the culture that Texas Tech has built. Texas Tech has barely played in a close game this season. Lost to Arizona State. And every other game that they've played in, their 12 wins have all been by 20 points or more. So what happens then if Moore, Dante Moore, I don't know why I did that like James Bond, if Dante Moore plays well enough to keep it close? We literally haven't seen Texas Tech in this scenario all season where the game is close. Texas Tech quarterback Baron Morton's not 100%. How do I know? He's telling you he's not 100%. And yes, the Texas Tech run defense is awesome. Best in the country by any metric. Best in the country. Is Oregon going to be able to run the ball on them? I'm not sure. But here's what I do know. I don't think Texas Tech is marching up and down and scoring a billion points on Oregon's defense. I do expect the game to be close. I don't think Oregon's going to win in a blowout or vice versa. The difference in the game, to me, is Dante Moore. And it's possible, and I know we'll get to Fernando Mendoza in a second, and Mendoza's kind of being bandied about as like the number one overall pick in the NFL draft next year, probably to the Raiders, by virtue of their Tank Bowl win, a.k.a. loss against my Giants. You look at any mock draft, and I'm not talking about like when I used to write them for Bleacher Report after a bong hit, like in my old apartment in Astoria. I'm talking like real reputable mock drafters, right? Like people you respect, the Dane Bruglers of the world. They all have Dante Moore in like the top two, the top five. Like he's in the same breath, mentioned in the same breath as Fernando Mendoza. And if this game is going to be close, I'm going to trust the first round pick in the NFL, the top 10, the top five, maybe number one overall, top five pick in the NFL draft to get it done. I'll trust Dante Moore. I'll trust Oregon. And out of the four teams that won in the first rounds of the college football playoff, Oregon, Miami, Ole Miss, and Alabama, Oregon is the one that I think has the clearest path to be this year's Ohio State, who won in the first round last year and obviously went on to win the national championship and couldn't coincidentally, ironically, beat Oregon in the Rose Bowl en route to winning. So I think Oregon's got a path here. Got to get past Texas Tech. I expect them to do so behind heroics from star quarterback, future first-round NFL draft pick, Dante Moore. Give me Oregon, quack, quack, MFers. Minus 140 on the money line at BetMGM.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The granddaddy of them all. The Rose Bowl. How crazy is this? You know, there's a great yacht rock song. They say it never rains in Southern California. But when it does, it pours. Man, it pours. There may be like big time rain at the Rose Bowl in Southern California on New Year's. Just something to think about. Like, and obviously weather is very fickle. Just something to think about that there may be like potential like torrential rains during the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, which is Thursday. I had to think about that for a second. And India, imagine this, like, forget about 10 years ago, 30 years ago. How about 2 years ago? Indiana will be a touchdown favorite against Alabama in a playoff game. You'd be like, in what sport? Basketball? It wouldn't even be the case in basketball with Nate Oates in Alabama. What a turnaround by Kurt Cignetti and this Indiana program. And the juxtaposition with Cignetti and DeBoer is unbelievable, right? With Cignetti, the unheralded coach who comes to Indiana and promises that he's going to turn them around. Google me. I win. And DeBoer, who takes Washington to the national championship game with much fanfare, hired as the replacement for Nick Saban. And Cignetti's the one that enters this game as the clear favorite. And with what the betting market is saying is not just a better team, but like better by a pretty good margin than Alabama. Wild, wild times. Now, I mentioned a couple times in the first hour that this is a game literally 100 years in the making. In 1926, Alabama beat Washington in the Rose Bowl, 20-19, which coincidentally is the final score when the Giants beat the Bills in Super Bowl 25 on January 27th, 1991, on a Scott Norwood missed field goal. a great day in the life of young Nick Kostos. That was a great day in the life of Alabama, because that win signified that Alabama and teams in the South can compete. Like, that's what it meant, and you can look this up. I did, to make sure I had it right. Fast forward 100 years later, and Bama once again enters the Rose Bowl as an underdog, this time to Indiana. It's amazing how these things work. Indiana being favored in this game, if you're of a certain age, and you might have to be like around my age to really appreciate this, this would be like if like Screech were somehow the favorite to date Kelly Kapowski over Zach Morris. Like, how is this even possible for Indiana to be favored over Alabama in football? And it is very, very deserved. And I think that a lot of people will see, and I was talking to some of my friends last night, who like love to bet, love sports. As you might imagine, I love sports, and my friends, most of my friends do also. They're going to see, and you will see, you the listener, you the viewer, Bama plus 7. You're like, oh my God, I get 7 points with Alabama? Okay. Alabama can't run the ball. They can't. They cannot run. And when you pressure Bama quarterback Ty Simpson, bad things happen. Kurt Cignetti knows Bama can't run. I think that they are going to sell out to rush the passer. And I don't think that's going to go well for Bama. And on the flip side, here is the Heisman Trophy winner, maybe the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, Fernando Mendoza. I want to wait to see if this point spread goes down to Indiana 6.5, and I will lay the Hoosiers in the Rose Bowl. So Bama wins in 1926 and makes its mark on the college football world. In 2026, it'll be Indiana. And it'll be Kurt Cignetti. And y'all pay homage to the man. Woo! Last one. Sugar Bowl New Year's night. Georgia, a 6.5-point favorite against Ole Miss. Total, 56.5. So these two teams played back in October. And Georgia was trailing 35-26 to when Lane Kiffin was still the coach at the start of the fourth quarter. And came back to win the game 43-35. Outscoring Ole Miss in that fourth quarter 17-0 as part of a series of fourth quarter heroics by Kirby Smart, Gunnar Stockton, and the Georgia Bulldogs this season. And that's Ole Miss's only loss of the year. And they were up big going into the, up by 9 going into the fourth quarter against Georgia and lost that game. Now, Georgia didn't need late game heroics to beat Alabama in the SEC title game. They waxed Alabama in the SEC title game and have had 3 weeks off to rest. I think a lot of people are going to like Georgia in this game. I already bet Ole Miss. And I mentioned that yesterday, and I talked about it for weeks in the other time slot on You Better You Bet. Just that I felt like the point spread was a little big. Like, you want to tell me Georgia 6.5? Okay. I understand. I don't want to bet Ole Miss plus 6.5. But at a full 7 or 7.5? Yeah. I'll bet Ole Miss and Trinidad Chambliss, their star quarterback. Got gold all on his chain. Gold all on his watch. Don't believe him? Just watch. I have no idea if Pete Golding, Ellie's dad, I have no idea if he's going to be a great head coach at the collegiate level. Looked great against Tulane in the first round of the playoff. But I think one thing we can say about Pete Golding for sure, maybe he's not a great head coach. We'll see. Guy can coach his ass off on defense. And people way smarter than me in terms of analyzing college football all say it. The over has been a hotbed in this game. I'm going to go the other way. Kirby Smart on one side, Golding on the other. Fireworks the first time they met. I think this will be a tighter game. Maybe Georgia wins by 7. I do think Georgia will win. I bet Ole Miss 7.5 is what I want to bet with Ole Miss. And I will bet the under. Coming up in the Sugar Bowl. We'll take a quick break. Coming up on the other side. You just got my bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. Next, pro sports bettor Joey Knish will join the show with his bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. And if you've never heard him before and you're thinking, man, this spot's going to be boring, well, you don't know me and you don't know him. Prepare to be entertained and informed. Next, You Better You Bet. Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.